I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. For some, studying history conjures up images of dusty documents piled high in the library stacks or a professor's book-filled office. How many of us can recall history courses where we studied fistfuls of flashcards before the exam, doing our best to memorize a litany of dates and what seemed like arcane facts that we quickly forgot? Some of us were fortunate to have truly inspiring and talented teachers who made history come alive, who taught us how to think about our collective past as a way to understand where we are in life now and where we may be headed. The 19th century English poet Percy Bysshe Shelley wrote, "History is a cyclic poem written by time upon the memories of man." Richard Canedo has spent a lifetime helping his students understand just that.
A Virginia planter in 1640 decides to move 40 miles away. So he packs up all of his belongings and burns down his house. Wait, he burns down his house? Why? It's a game of 20 questions with my class of high school juniors, and they're struggling. All their explanations, it improves the soil, he didn't want anyone else to use the house, it's a religious ritual, while sensible and logical, are simply wrong. The kids are getting pretty frustrated. One student volunteers, "People in the past were just weird." Another adds, "Or stupid, or crazy." Okay, I think. Now we're getting somewhere. Novelist L.P. Hartley wrote, "The past is a foreign country. They do things differently there. When we travel to a foreign country, we do so to experience difference, to taste different foods, see different kinds of clothing and architecture, hear different languages, or at least different accents. People in the past were different, not simply us wearing funny clothing and calling one another thee and thou. The past is fascinating precisely because it's a world unlike ours. Their homes, how and what they ate, their clothing, communications, transportation, and thus their sense of distance, and less visibly their ideas and relationships, all differed from ours. And most crucially, they didn't know they were living in the past. It was their present, and they had no idea what was going to happen next or how anything would turn out. The past is different, and it's exciting." I believe in studying history, but not because of any specific lessons history might teach. Trying to understand the past teaches us to think about, to deal with, problems in important and even surprising ways. That planter who burned down his house? He did so because wood was abundant in the 1640s, but the nails holding it together? They were imported from England, a gigantic distance. Nails were expensive, so he collected them from the ashes to reuse. My students get to that answer not by applying their 21st century logic, but by grasping the differences in a strange, foreign place. As they stumble around in the foreign country that is the past, they learn to be more open-minded, more tolerant, and more patient with unfamiliar people and situations. By studying history, they become slower to judge and quicker to empathize. I believe that just might make our world a little better place.
Richard Canedo has taught history his entire adult life, currently at a charter public school in Boston. He lives in Pawtucket, Rhode Island with his wife and children. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.